Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, and I'm delighted to have Jim Comfort and Karna Bajoretti from IBM with me today. Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So, Jim and Karna, why don't you go ahead and just start off by introducing yourselves and what your scope of focus is at IBM?
Sure. I'm Jim Comfort. I'm General Manager for Cloud Services in our Global Technology Services unit, and that includes our recent acquisition of SoftLayer, which we closed about 13 months ago.
Hi, my name is Karna Bajoretti. I am the Lead Security Architect in the IBM Cloud Services Cloud First team.
Cloud services, obviously an emerging, growing market for IBM. Can you give me a picture of how IBM sees cloud service delivery as part of your holistic strategy for the market and how you're serving your customers?
Yeah, so actually cloud services for us is a fundamental shift across the entire company. And we're using SoftLayer, I describe it as the seminal event around which we can pivot the whole company. It's a new way of delivering services. We're using it as a platform to refactor all of our middleware properties for composable services delivery. And you know, a lot of people don't realize we have nearly 100 software as a service properties, all of which are coming to the SoftLayer platform. So for us, cloud services is a completely new way to experience the IBM company. You can explore, learn, try, and buy without ever having to talk to a blue suit.
When you take a look at that shift in the way that you're delivering technology capabilities to your customer base, how has the customer audience responded to this, and what have been some interesting responses in terms of IBM moving into the space?
You know, it's huge. We have nearly unlimited demand for a product, or in this case, a service, and you don't usually see that because there's such a massive desire on the part of enterprises to modernize and take advantage of their infrastructure options that cloud provides, but they want it with all of the security, performance, and control that enterprises have always had. And so for us, I call it cloud without compromise. That's our mission.
Now, and obviously there's a lot that goes behind the IBM brand in terms of the quality of services delivered. Karna, how do you approach architecting the underlying infrastructure to ensure that you're delivering the type of enterprise class services that your customers expect?
So, we have SoftLayer, right? We have the whole gamut of services, right? You have the flexibility like a virtual server, or you can have a single tenant server or a multi-tenant server, bare metal. So we have the whole flexibility, so we can architect solutions around that for performance. We have a backbone, which is one of the only cloud providers. We have the backbone of internet connection, so you can have a data latency, which is almost not there. So you can have global apps running without much latency. And so we have all those things there.
You guys made a pretty significant announcement this week on some services that you were delivering and new capabilities that you brought to light. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited. Really, this is introducing, from an Intel perspective, the TXT chipset and the TPM modules in a way that are readily accessible to anyone, anywhere globally, and can support trusted and attestation of that chain of trust for any application deployed in cloud infrastructure. This capability has been in Intel's toolkit for a while. It's not accessible in any other cloud provider, and because SoftLayer exposes what we talk about as bare metal or dedicated machines, the client can pick and choose exactly the processor, exactly the attributes, and know where it is and validate that. So for us, we think this is huge in removing one of the largest barriers for enterprise adoption of cloud, but doing so in a way that is easy for anyone to get.
Tell me about the statement that you just made about provisioning bare metal machines, and why is that something that differentiates you guys, and why is that something that's so interesting to your customers?
It's the fact that we provide a choice. Most cloud providers force you to a choice of virtualization, they force you to a shared environment, and they have a very high degree of what I call opaqueness. You don't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And for SoftLayer, we give you a choice. If you want the machine exposed as a machine to optimize on it, you can do that. If you want virtualization, you have that choice. If you want dedicated machines for your security or performance requirements, we can do that. If you want shared machines for the economic benefits or the flexibility, that's a choice. And SoftLayer's premise from the very beginning, and this is a major piece of why we brought them into the IBM family, is they provide complete transparency to the end user. Mm-hmm. And so if you want data in Germany, and you want to know that it's going to stay in Germany, you place it there, you can see that it's there, and you have total control of where it goes. And so from an enterprise client or an ISV trying to build an app on a cloud service, that control is huge. And when we add to that the TXT chipset and the trusted computing modules, it gives a degree of confidence that and proof that doesn't exist anywhere else.
I've heard that the collaboration between IBM and Intel has been excellent in delivering these new capabilities. Karna, can you talk about what it's like to bring the TXT and the trusted computing modules into the marketplace and how that has been integrated into existing solutions?
So like the SoftLayer provides the TXT TPM capability, right? Mm-hmm. And then the customers has a lot of choices, right? You can bring your own solution and take mm-hmm. advantage of the TXT TPM by taking bare metal. So you can install VMware, which supports the TXT TPM capability, and it has capabilities like, okay, I can create a trusted compute pool, and you can have policies telling, okay, I need this sensitive workload running on TXT TPM. Mm-hmm. So we have VMware available on IBM SoftLayer Cloud, so you can do that. And you can go even further and tell, okay, I want some kind of geotagging, right? Where you tell, okay, I need the server to run in US-based data centers only. And somebody, if they try to migrate, either intentionally or accidentally, the policy prevents them to migrate to a data center outside. And it's especially important because you trust your cloud provider, mm-hmm. but there is always a chance somebody is a rogue user
sure.
who is trying to take your VM, put it outside in some other country and do offline kind of analysis. So we are going to prevent this. So SoftLayer is enabling TXT TPM and providing the hypervisors and other kind of vendors who can run solutions on top of that to take advantage of the TXT TPM.
Jim, when you take a look at the customers that you're talking to about bringing their workloads into your environment, what types of workloads are they looking at, and what range of workloads in terms of the types of capabilities that they need?
It's a wide range, but there's been a sea change in the last couple of years where, 3-4 years ago it was, dabble, a little bit of dev test, I'll explore, but I'm not going to really commit any production. So in the last few years, there's been a real shift for clients moving all of their, getting out of the data center business, and I typically see a strategy that says they want to see anywhere from 70 to 80% of their workloads in cloud services at some level, and only retain the minimum in either a private cloud or a legacy environment on their premise. And what that has done, in the case of security, 3 years ago, security was an excuse not to move. Now, the more aggressive clients see security as an engineering problem to be solved. And that's a completely different perspective.
One question that I had is how you've addressed data analytics, because that's obviously an area that represents some unique opportunities for cloud, but it also represents some specific challenges. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, SoftLayer is ideal. Actually, some of our largest and fastest growing clients are all analytics-based, either as a peer service or for analytics on their customer engagements. All of the leading NoSQL database vendors have optimized for SoftLayer because of the bare metal capabilities. Mm-hmm. And then the ability to scale those environments, to optimize performance, to isolate them for security reasons, all of these make a huge advantage. And in the last year, we've actually extended. We've now introduced InfiniBand in some of our cluster capabilities to allow very high performance HPC type workloads as well. And from an IBM standpoint, we have assets in our portfolio like Symfony, Platform Symfony, which is a very high performance cluster management set of software. And so now our client can have a hybrid on-prem, off-prem cluster extended directly into SoftLayer.
When you take a look at where you want to be in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months, what are the key things that we should be expecting to hear more from you over time?
You will see a, we want the broadest and richest ecosystem. And when we talk about our software capabilities moving to SoftLayer, we use the term Bluemix. And the intent of that term is blue is the IBM value that we can bring, our capabilities. Mm-hmm. Mix is to make sure that we also support the ecosystem of innovation that is the cloud world outside of IBM. And that if you come to SoftLayer or you come to IBM, you know you will find the best of both worlds in a place that has the enterprise attributes that you expect.
Well, Jim and Karna, well, congratulations on the launch this week. Very exciting to see this type of capability coming out from IBM. I look forward to hearing more and more about what you guys are doing in the cloud service arena as we move forward.
Thank you. And
thank
we appreciate all the participation and the partnership with Intel. It's been awesome.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.